All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
It is a weekly tradition. On Friday, we do the picks. It is irreverent, it is often foul, and it's always entertaining. Michael, some appropriate music, please.
Nice pick.
They listen to you, Mike.
It's set time.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Explode in the second half.
I am downright hard.
There's one pick missing, right?
I mean, I'll be as brief as I can because your show is incredibly popular today.
Those are the picks.
Brought to you by Family Heating and Cooling.
All right. I am in the lead at 23-17. Sully, two games behind. David, you risk ending your season early if you don't pick it up. Let's begin. The Red River Shootout rivalry. Oklahoma minus 10.5 versus Texas. We start out with David.
Give me my steak, medium well.
This is an easy selection here. I don't know what Texas is. They're bad, I guess. So let's go Oklahoma. Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Wow. He did go with the black quarterback.
Well, that's
fair. I think there's something there. All right, Michael, please.
We had a deep, deep breakdown of this game on Cash the Ticket. Love this rivalry. Cotton Bowl Stadium. I'm going to go with Texas. I think they lose, but they keep it within the points. Always play well in this game.
Mm. Texas has been an underdog the last 6 years in this rivalry. They are 6-0 against the spread. Three of those years, they've won outright. You're giving me 10.5 points. I'm with Sully. Maybe we're walking into it. Maybe yep. Oklahoma blows their doors off.
He will.
Take Texas. Game number two, the Fraud Bowl. Penn State and James Franklin travel to Iowa. Penn State laying 3. David.
This is the Fraud Bowl.
It's a heck of a package.
James Franklin is 0-11 on the road against ranked opponents. I have to go Iowa here.
Over to Sully.
This is a tough one. I have no idea what to do with this game.
It was getting bigger and blacker.
I don't think I was very good. I'm just going to roll with Penn State here. 3 points, find a way to win.
I'm with David. I think Franklin's a fraud. I don't trust Penn State. They're not good on third downs. Iowa in Kinnick is a different team than on the road. Give me the field goal. Give me the Hawkeyes. Game number three.
The better team won today.
Game number three, Florida travels to LSU. LSU laying 13.5. We go to David. I wish I was at this game.
I wish I was there, too. This is going to be an interesting matchup. Florida, speaking of America, is third in the country defensively in interceptions, and they are allowing just 183 passing yards against them. But I'm sorry, this is in Death Valley at night, and Joe Burrow is a machine. Let's go LSU.
Over to Sully.
Yeah, you know, David, I think you make some very good points with that. I think Florida coming off last week, I'm just not going to trust them 2 weeks in a row. Another trends pointing towards LSU. I'm going to take LSU here.
You're going to take a backup quarterback who's been wearing a knee brace all week with a sprained MCL into Death Valley to face an up-tempo, high-octane LSU offense. Yeah, no, I think they're begging you to take Florida.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Heather, stop it. Give me LSU. Game number four. Michigan State travels to Wisconsin. Wisconsin minus 10.5. David, delight the math.
Oh, yeah.
Mark D'Antonio in Michigan State is 10-1 after a double-digit loss. 2-1 in 18.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
But it doesn't matter. Wisconsin's a good team. They're going to win this game.
Perfect. I love that, David.
That's the talk radio idiots.
Over to Sully.
Well, Wisconsin is a good team, but we talk about it on this show, desperation for Michigan State. They have to find a way to get this one done. I'm not going to go as far as Gator to pick Michigan State to win outright, but I'm going to take Michigan State to cover.
Yeah, I'm with Sully here in that I think the spread's probably a little overinflated. I think Michigan State will hang around. I don't think they're going to win. They don't cover this number. They're pathetic. Give me the 10.5. Keep it close. Probably wear down late and lose by 10.
Don't say I'm scared.
Jim, relax. I'll take MSU in the points. Game number five. This is wholly unwatchable dreck. Michigan minus 22 at Illinois. God help you. David, please.
Shea Patterson is a Heisman candidate. DPJ is a monster. And I'm sorry, Lovie Smith's beard isn't strong enough to keep it close. Michigan all day.
It's blasphemy to ask me to wear a condom.
Over to Sully.
Jeez, Roberto. Yeah, Illinois does suck. They're terrible. So, what the hell? Give me Michigan. It's a lot of points, but give me Michigan.
I'd love to take the points because it's hard to just crush people, but Illinois lost by 30 to Minnesota. You'd like to think Michigan will get their stuff together, a little bounce back off the Iowa game. I'll lay the points, but God, I hate the fact this game's even on here.
I'd love to get that poll, for sure.
Why don't we get our Sunday football instead? A game I can't wait to just luxuriate in. Texans travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. The Chiefs laying 4.5. This spread opened at 8.
Mm-hmm.
David and his godson, Deshaun Watson. What an afternoon. David, please delight everyone.
Thing sucks.
Mahomes is dealing with an ankle, but overall, I think he's actually dealing with an Andy Reid. I don't trust Andy Reid anymore in Kansas City, and Deshaun Watson is my godson, and they are going to win this game. Let's go, Texas!
No. Alexa, I'm going to kill my wife.
Over to Sully.
David, that was such a strong presentation. I'm going to side with you on this one, actually. Give me Houston going into KC and finding a way to get this one done.
I loved it at 8, but now that it's down to 4.5, I think a lot of value on the Texans is gone. I want to see if Tyreek Hill plays. That's a problem with us picking today.
Yes.
I don't know yet.
Yes.
I'm assuming, again, I'd like to see how Pat Mahomes warms up, how he looks on that ankle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the Chiefs here at home, defend the den, so to speak. I think the value's gone on the Texans. I'll lay the 4.5.
Okay.
But yes, I would like...
You think I coach that stuff? I don't coach that stuff.
Bobby, relax. Game 2. Maybe one of my favorite games of the week as well. Seattle travels to SeaTown. Seattle laying 1.5. We're going to start out with a man who hates Baker Mayfield more than communism. David.
Chauncey!
Baker.
We might lose to the Browns.
Baker. Clowney's
summer
coming
penis
to town. Let's go. Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
Oh, God, that's painful. Over to Mike.
Oh, my God. I can't buy into the Browns yet. Seattle, Russell Wilson, man, always finds a way to just do nothing but win.
Sully.
Browns screwed me last week, so I'm going to screw the Browns this week and go with
Sully.
Seattle.
Oh, Sully McSquarepants.
I can't go with the Browns after what they did to me last week. Screw them.
That's exactly why you go with them. The Browns come home.
I am downright hard.
On the bounce back. Bad Seattle defense. You are why Vegas has such beautiful buildings. You give me the Browns. You can keep the points. Browns.
Whoa!
Browns beat Seattle. Game 3. Eagles travel to Minnesota. Minnesota laying 3. Mm-hmm. We go to David.
See, this is the game that I'm most interested in this weekend.
Breasts.
Vikings, Dalvin Cook, second in rushing. The Eagles have the best run defense in the NFL. And I trust Wentz over Cousins, so I have to go Eagles here.
Oh, that's a great story. I want everyone listening right now to do me.
Over to Sully.
I love Zach Brown's comments today. Middle linebacker for the Eagles said that, hey, teams should want to play against Kirk Cousins. He's the weakest part of their offense. I hope he throws the ball. But I'm going to pick this game as the game that Kirk Cousins actually gets stuff going.
Oh my.
At home, good spot for Minnesota to go out and make a statement. And I do think the Eagles are a little overhyped right now. So let me go with Minnesota.
No, I mean, the Eagles are a mess, and I think people forget about it because they played one good Thursday night game on a short week against the Pack. You got to go on the road. It's one of the 5 toughest places to win. Their pass rush is null and void. They're so banged up along the front.
True.
I think Minnesota at home, different team, got off the mat. Passing game looked good last week. Dalvin Cook may pop one. I'm actually going to buy the Vikings here. I think the Eagles are overvalued. Give me Minnesota.
Hell yeah.
That's right, Huel. Let's go. Niners traveling to the Rams. God, I love this game. Oh, Sunday could be really good or really bad for me. Rams laying 3. David.
You deserve it.
Brand new bow.
You know what the Rams deserve? They deserve a better quarterback. They forgot somehow they've had Todd Gurley, and they're letting Goff lead the team. I have to go 49ers here.
What's the big deal with blackface?
Over to Sully.
Make it simple. Niners can't win every week. Give me LA.
You're going on the road, short week. Your left tackle, Joe Staley, out. Your right tackle, Mike McGlinchey, out. Your fullback, Kyle Juszczyk, who's key to your running game, out. The Rams have never lost three in a row under McVay. They're at home. They are swelling with pride. Rams in a romp. Plus, the coach is a good-looking young man. Good for him. All right, last game of the week. God, I can't wait for Monday Night Football.
I know.
The playoff push starts now.
Oh, screw you. Oh. All right, Lions getting four. They travel to Lambeau to take on the Pack. We go to Dave.
I know what the Lions are. They're not that good. The Packers offense, we're not sure yet. I think we'll see Monday. Packers here.
Hatchet man.
Over to Sully.
Who wants pizza?
You know what? I had my Comcast installed at my house this morning, and one of the guys doing it said, Lions are winning this game.
Mm.
So I'm just going to go with his advice. Give me Detroit. We'll trust them one more time. Mm.
Everything points to it. But yet, the fact that the line has gone to 4 flat, mm-hmm. I feel like the value's gone on the Leos. Mm. I got to take the Pack. Mm. I'm sorry. David.
Sorry.
And it has happened. Those are your selections. What a weekend of football ahead. 97-1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.